This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday. Did I say that right?
Yeah, I believe you did, actually.
Tuesday, March 25th, 2025.
That's a good Tuesday. You know, a lot of people say Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't like the accent on the day. Like, Tuesday. Tuesday.
Oh, way back in the day. Would have been Tabo too. God dang it.
You're thinking of Tabo Sweeney, Dabby, aren't you?
I know.
They should do Dabu. Damn it.
Debbie. Oh,
what is going
on? Dabo Tuesday. See? Look what you did. I was so smooth and elegant there at the beginning, and then you come on with your... It could be Taboo.
That was only a one-time thing, right? Tabo Tuesday?
Yeah. This is a pay-per-view.
Tuesday.
WWF.
I like Tabo Tuesday.
It sounds like a
naughty
porno.
Yeah,
yes,
let's
it
do
does.
It.
It's in fact that is some of the hey single guy in the room. That is actually like one of the big porn draws now. I'm not referring to underwear. Draws meaning like an attraction.
Porn draws
is taboo things. You know, like stepmom and all that crap.
Yeah, that's what gets everybody. You know, you
I
got
don't
the
understand.
Grandpa's
that.
A big one.
I don't understand that. That's cool though, but like I don't understand it. Unless it's, you know, an older dude who is like looking for, in other words, I don't think it comes from real life being attracted to their stepmom.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes from that. So I don't know what it's just, it's a different theme. It's something different than just meeting at a bar and slipping back to your place and doing it. And then that's it. Like we need structure. We need a plot. I mean, that's the attractor. That's the click through. That's the clickbait.
Really, the best ones back in the day, they had a story, a structure.
Yeah.
That's why Deep Throat was actually a good movie. It had a plot to it.
Yeah, Behind Green Door. I mean, what was behind there? You had to watch the whole thing.
It's a Mitchell Brothers classic.
Yeah.
Before they killed each other.
Oh,
you know what? Like
many others,
news outlets cannot figure out. And this is where, you know, years of being a purveyor, I guess you could say, come in handy. There's a girl who made news for her OnlyFans. She looked up with a bunch of old dudes, and it made, like, world news. And I'm like, it's not real. Because I know that guy, that
what?
Old guy. He's been in a bunch of pornos.
Oh, I thought she, like, knew him locally.
No. Like, the whole thing's at work. And they're running with it, like, you know, oh, she goes to this old folks' home and just hooks up with these dudes. Like, it ain't real.
She doesn't exist.
No, like, she really did it, but they're actors.
But what...
Oh, I see.
What is, in that context, what is real? What is real? Baby, don't hurt me.
No, ma.
Like, if they say, hey, like, is she acting in the OnlyFans, like, hey guys, I'm going to go into this old folks home, and I'm going to sneak in, and I'm going to befriend some of these old dudes, maybe the veterans, and I'm going to bang them. Or is
exactly,
it,
yes, that's how it happened.
Oh, really?
She does a little preamble in the beginning of the video.
So they are making it like it's like social media, like blog type crap.
They make it like a random...
Who's holding the camera, though, when they're doing it? Her?
See, that's the thing. Nobody asks about that, do they?
Yeah, see? Yeah, see?
And she sets it up like a random, you know, hey, he sent me his address. He's old. I'm going to go hook him up.
So it's all fake. It's not like these guys are in...
But they're really having sex. Like, who cares?
Yep.
That's like people who, like, only want to watch homemade porn. It's like, well, if all of it now is just with an iPhone, I mean, if you got a big rig camera in there, like... You're probably overdoing it now in porn.
The internet ruined this as far as like instantly looking up who's real or like what's real. Because if you watched it over the years, you learn slowly, like, I've seen her somewhere else before on a different site. And I'm like, oh, okay, duh, big dummy. It's not real.
Lamont?
The bang bus is not a real
big dummy.
Mode of transportation.
It's not. Those five women over in Germany aren't... driving around that double-decker bus, picking up young men and banging the night away.
You felt so stupid when you were like... when
for real?
They couldn't get debunked.
It's a bus?
It's like a double-decker bus.
I have no idea.
I forget what
I'm
they
so
call
out
it.
Of the
it's all in German, and the accents are like... Especially when they're going at it in German. God, it's like... If you heard your neighbors and they were German... This is nothing against German.
Well, y'all.
I have like part of that in me, I think. In some way. You know, heritage and such.
I have to do a test.
But when they're, you know, I said this that time in the grocery store, they were two German folks here in Greenville were, you know, just what we'd call hollering or yelling, like across the aisle. Hey, don't forget the potato chips, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the way they were screaming it with their accent, sounded like they were about to fight. And I was like, uh-oh, get the phone out. Here we go, World Star. But no, it was just they were being... But imagine them, you know, when they go at it, like... If I was like an American tourist over there with like a German in one of those hostels, you know, the way that a lot of those set up...
They'd be kind of freaked out.
I know. I would be like, God, it's like...
Oh, God. Oh, no, God.
What's going on over there, man?
Oof, oof, oh. Like, I don't even know if he got stubbed his toe or if he, you know, got one.
Ouch! Oh! Ow! Ow! Oh!
Oh!
Oh, oh! Right there. Yeah, they're having sex. No, I just put ointment on toe. Ah!
Oh, I put the gold bond.
Oh, much better. Thank you, Shaq, for telling me about gold bond.
You're welcome, baby. I put gold bond on Gooch. I feel good.
Bond.
I turned him Japanese.
Gold bond. Why don't they do that? Hire Pierce Brosnan or somebody.
Because nobody knows how to market anything anymore.
God, that's easy.
Bond.
If you
gold
can't
bond.
Get an actual Bond guy, get Gary U.S. Bonds. Get Barry Bonds. Get Bonds.
I'll gold say this. Bonds. Liberty Mutual, the insurance, those commercials suck. But they're so repetitive that people think, like, hey, this is effective marketing.
The jingle.
But they're not good. That's all it is. People remember jingles.
Yep.
The actual structures of the commercials are stupid.
So I was listening to, what was I listening to the other day? It was something, it was on YouTube, but it was a listening. In other words, not a video, it's playing audio. I think it was a wrestling thing. And the way they would bleep, they wouldn't play a bleep or mute, they would play the boom from Netflix.
Oh, that'll get you.
And I'm like, that is like, people don't, I mean, you and I, Paige, you get, most of you probably in the audience get it, but like, think of that, like, would that boom, not even with an image,
it's
but
branded.
Just boom, boom, it instantly, oh, Netflix. Mm-hmm. And if you get that memory, if you get that implemented into your brain, that's almost like hypnotics. I mean, it really is. And that's why, like, jingles freaking work. That's why when that beard oil smells good, you say, golly, and you want to make them say it. Play it again. I just overspoke on it.
No, I didn't get you because it's loud.
That. Oh, I want to chill now. Watch some flicks.
Chill.
The only other person I can give you that, give that same whatever to, two others, actually. Home Depot. They've got it. They've got that little crescendo, whatever, that little
Yeah.
I forget the way you'd even describe that. And then the...
I feel like Ace is good, but nobody really goes there.
Well, not talking about how good they are, just like that way they can instantly flick a sound and make you think of them in your brain.
Oh, yeah. Try to think of the Home Depot.
The Home Depot. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I know you're talking about, like, in the commercial. Okay.
And then the other one I was going to say was the Law and Order thing.
Dong, dong, dum, dum.
Like, that's so that, pleasing.
That might be the most popular one, actually.
It's so pleasing to my heart to hear those sounds. And then, no. It's like this big mystery I've had my whole life. My parents and my aunt, because they were all in the same car, said the first words that I ever read was gas. That as they were there at the
That's
same...
Good word for you.
He's fine. He's about to fart.
Appropriate. You
know, believe it or not, it had nothing to do with that. And I was like, well, how do you know I read gas? And they're like, because your daddy was running out of gas. And you were back in the car seat, and you looked out the window and said, gas. And sure enough, there was a gas station right there. You read... And I was like... There it is.
Oh, that's catchy. Let me get you from the beginning.
The beginning, like the way it's set. Yeah.
Hey, do you need wood? Are you out of wood? You got crooked wood.
We shouldn't mix that with the Netflix.
We got straight wood. Come get our big straight wood. You want to build a treehouse for a bunch of little kids?
About to drop. I want a Netflix in Home Depot. I don't want to chill.
Do you need a hammer? A big hammer?
Ooh.
Ball or a ball peen?
I wish you'd say that in your creepy voice.
Hey, David Blaine, want to come over to my house and order things from Home Depot and watch Netflix?
I'm waiting for this.
I gotta get a caulking gun. This is David Blaine from Home Depot. Do you need a hammer? Do you need some nails? I got nails.
Oh my God.
I laid on a bed of nails once.
Oh my God, please. Hurt
like
more.
Hell.
Who killed the guy on aisle 13?
Oh, it happens in a Home Depot, the whole thing?
Yeah, the whole thing happened in a Home Depot.
I'm obsessed.
It's beautiful.
With David Blaine.
Sound is everything. That sound is everything. Seeing it is believing it, but hearing it is something special. That's why music is the harmony of the soul, or whatever they say.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's another... Well, I guess the Windows sound effect is very popular.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe
you
that
can't really use the one about dial-up modems anymore. Sounds like Bobcat Goldthwait clearing his throat.
When, because you know that's not his real voice.
No.
So when people like heard it, they're like, "That's your gimmick. You got to do the voice." He's like, "No, man, I don't want to."
You think that
it's gonna hurt?
Was it the same way with Gilbert Gottfried? Because you know it was years. I didn't realize that wasn't his real voice. And he was on the show, and like off the air, he still. I mean, it was. Freaking comedy kayfabe.
That had to have hurt too.
I know, man.
Yes.
It did. Yes.
You know, I love the show.
It's like yelled in like a, I don't know how else to describe it, but like an old New York Jewish voice.
Well, you remember like David, maybe David Draymond, but Chester Bennington, what's his name from Avenged Sinfold? M. Shattis. Like, they were all dealing with them real bad vocal problems from screaming, you know.
Oh, yeah. M. Shadows is... He was a little raspy before.
Yeah.
It's like in his regular voice.
I know. I had tickets to real good seats at one of their shows. And
he's pretty nice. I like him.
Actually, you know what it was? He was going to play Birthday Bash.
Yeah?
Avenged Sevenfold was going to play Birthday Bash one time. At the Well, dude. And
that would have been huge.
I know. And
huge.
He was having vocal issues, and I was like, you pussy. Man, I'd have like the best seats ever if my station's putting it on.
I was like, man, can we get like Sinister Gates at least just play the guitar a little bit?
I know. That'd or awesome. You know what? Use
one of them.
Auto-tune. I'm fine like with it.
Yeah, but like make a hologram.
Fine.
Matt? Matthew's Shadows. Yeah, they're good.
They're
I had
really
to take
nice.
A swig.
It got me thinking about other sounds now. And, like, this should be top of mind. Not anything you have to look up. Popular sounds.
Popular. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, those are just ones that, like, resonate with me, and I recognize the brilliance of them.
AOL.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
You've got mail. But what? Yeah, but not words, though, just sounds, like, that are almost like they become the Kleenex of hand tissues. Like, everything's a Kleenex, but I got to go to the aisle over there and get some hand tissues. That's the Germans again at the grocery store.
Oh, what do buy? Oh, a cloth.
My goodness.
Dude, I would love to learn German, but God bless. Like,
Chinese Mandarin's hard.
Well, I mean, I was about to say, I haven't looked into too many different ones.
Yeah.
I know Paige with the French, like that. I mean, I don't know how.
I'm behind on my studies, though.
Well.
Yeah, I get Duolingo shouts at me all the time, like, you're 4 days behind.
Who said that? Dua Lipa?
Duolingo.
Oh, Duolingo.
Yeah, it's the...
What is that, an app?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, I'm so out of...
It's whatever. A free app, but, you learn languages through it, and it kind of...
Hey, did you get that to, like, be able to talk to some of your neighbors, or what?
I just do it because... It keeps my mind active and keeps me speaking French.
Oh,
oui, mon frère.
So it'll give you, like, you know, phrases.
Oh, I love that show, Kelsey word. Grammer.
There's also another one on there where you can learn music too. So
he was a Fraser.
I'm sorry, I'm such a nerd.
No, you're not. He knew what it was. Y'all were both nerds.
I can hear
Duolingo, Dua Lipa. Use her as a.
I love Dua Lipa.
What is the sound?
She's a Satanist now.
See, now I can hear the sound, but I don't know what product it's for.
Well, try it.
Dun, 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 dun. What is that? Dun, 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 dun.
Tequila.
No.
No, it's like insurance. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. What is it? Dun, 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 dun. The hell is that sound?
No.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man. Oh,
do you hear it now?
I hate you now, yeah, yes. And there's why I hate you so much is there's no way to Google that.
There's not. How would you even type in?
Like, go to Google and put it, you know, the talk to text, and just see. You'd be surprised.
You might have to do it.
Okay.
Because, you know, mine's running the television.
Oh, yeah. God, we should tell that one day. Okay. Let me, before I start, right?
Yes.
Ah, quick. Oh, Big Brown, dude. I didn't even have to type it in. He just texted me.
He knows?
Farmers.
Farmers?
Insurance. We are farmers. Boom, 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 boom,
yes.
Boom, boom.
No, that's not that one. That's a good one, though.
Dude.
That's not the one I'm thinking
of. That's the one I was thinking about.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because I could see the dad from...
Somebody said T-Mobile.
Oh, that's it. That is T-Mobile.
No. Oh, I love this explosion of creativity and mind power. Big Brown, I'm going to hold down and heart your text.
He's going to heart it.
I know.
Make sure I got the right one here.
Man, oh, man, that's brilliant.
Is this it?
Hey!
Yes!
Thank
hey!
You.
Hey!
The power of the brain.
Who sent that, Damon? You get a winner.
Dun, dun.
Oh, my God. It is. Thank you.
Price is Right.
Hey, you got that
one. I got another one.
Hello there!
Roddy.
You know, Roddy was a wild man.
Oh, man. Like, how wild? Like, you talking about, like, the way his clothes stopped being normal?
Well, not only, like, dressing like a Porter Wagoner. I feel like he'd be out at the bar real drunk and just yelling, come on there!
Oh, God.
I'm going to pump you good.
Oh, Bob. Oh, man. Now, do the farmer's one.
Okay, you can get that
one. We'll give all kind of free plugs today.
Right?
If you got a good jingle, you get a free plug.
It's Jingle Tuesday.
They should do that around Christmas time, right?
I might have to go to the end of the commercial, but I can find it.
We are. And right. Who's that? That's the
guy. We know a thing or two.
That guy.
Our farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Like, but see, what? That's the one of the things that never, like, really, when I was in the marketing and all that, when you would hear, like, remember we work, or maybe still do, I'm not sure. Yeah, we still work with someone whose father invented.
Oh, yeah.
Flop, flop, flop. Wait a minute. What is it called?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Yep.
And that's like, I mean, God, to some of you, that's like, what the hell is that?
Why does he have to work? Is my question.
Yeah, but like, he just came up with the idea for the advertising agency.
That's not Alka-Seltzer, is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
I said flop, flop, but that was plop, plop.
I like where you were going.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Flop, flop,
that
fizz,
was huge. Fizz. It was huge. That's why I like.
That's brilliant.
BC and goodies. Like, they did their little thing back and forth. Like,
goodies.
Smart. Goodies. Smart. And then look at, they just got thousands of dollars of free advertising. Actually, thousands of dollars.
That was Trace Adkins and Richard Petty, right? Because
yeah,
obviously Richard Petty was goodies. Mm-hmm. And Trace was BC.
Yeah, he should have used a BC guitar the way Richard drove the.
You know they didn't meet each other, so they had to say into the camera repetitively, "Goodies, goodies, goodies."
You don't think they were on set together?
I don't think so.
You think Richard drives anymore?
That's a great question, actually. I'm going to ask Jug. Surely Jug knows the answer to that.
He might. Jug, if you're listening, text in. I'll leave my phone off silent so we can hear that.
God, why would you? He's the greatest driver ever in the history of motorsports. Why
yeah,
would you drive?
I just meant because of his age and everything, too.
I mean, like, just even from baller status, I just wouldn't even do it.
You just like, dude, I would have a freaking Petty Blue limo.
Oh, that'd be good.
STP. With the T-Bird spoilers on the back.
Get the big 43
Jesus
back on it?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
That's
that'd be
beautiful.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
The Lord blessed me by not making me wealthy. I mean, he really did. He knew I would turn into Kenny freaking Powers and buy stupid crap.
Yeah. A lot of people that are wealthy are very cheap.
Like farm. Yeah. All
that's
right.
That's why they're wealthy.
That was fun. That was fun.
I even tried to trick fate and say, I would help people. For real. Let me win the lottery. Like, they know better.
You want to help people?
Try to trick
that's why I try to tell them. It's like, come on. Like, you try to put it out in the universe. Like, I would help people. Right. Please let me win the lottery.
God, you would be the worst nurse ever.
God.
One thing that you should not do is care for sick people.
I tell you.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't. You'd be laying in bed with dirty pants and you'd be hungry all day.
God, I'd burn through so much money.
Talking like you're from Chicago right now. You'd be laying around like you'd be hungry all day.
he's so hungry.
Pizza. Okay, so we've got the young lady that's going to be joining us. Fat Time.
Oh, God.
Fat Time at Ridgemont High.
There's another one.
Fat Boy.
There's another one for the list.
What time do we have this young lady scheduled for?
Little after 7.
Okay. Oh, okay, good. So yeah. She...
kick off with
it. It's a good tease that we've come up with. One would be all right, but a closet full, she says, that is a big red flag. Do we agree? And I know what it is, and I'm going to tell you, it is. But I can't, you know, act like I don't know, because that's not natural me. I can't say, oh, well, we'll have to find out together, because I know.
Oh.
And that would be a huge red flag. Paige doesn't know.
No.
She doesn't know.
So, well, this is...
She's going to love it, though.
This is great.
I'm going to like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
That, feel free to call, text, same number, 1-800-774-0093. Oh, can I do that? 1-800-774-0093.
Oh, that was perfect.
0093.
Yeah, I love the jingles.
Thank you.
It's like the T-Mobile.
Yeah, I like the bangles. Walk like an Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
What are you working on in the Plex page?
Well, this poor guy showed up at the ER with his girlfriend's blank stuck in his mouth. Fill in the blank, and we'll find out which body part it really was next.
Ooh.
In your Rise Guys headline.
No, early 2000s, it would have been easier to answer this. But now... You know,
I hope it's this one right here.
They're doing a lot of mix and match, various situations such as.
I think you're way off, but that's okay.
Okay.
In fact, Paige is stuck in your mouth. You have to unlock your jaw like a damn snake.
You can get locked jaw. All right, morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So a guy showed up at the ER with his girlfriend's blank stuck in his mouth.
All right.
It was painful.
Okay.
It's not going to be obvious.
I've not Googled. No, it won't be obvious, but we want to, you know, because the way we are, we tend to keep our minds in the gutter. And I've thought logically about even those possibilities, and I don't think that would be a possibility, you know, like a butt cheek or a breast or such, a labia.
Well, let me just say it was a serious condition. He's gagging and drooling and also not trying to laugh.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're here for.
For me?
Yes.
No, I think it's, I'm going to say her foot.
I was going to say that, big toe.
Yeah, sucking on a foot.
That's a good answer.
Because you think about it, them toes start curling in that mouth. You know, the way they'll start looking like Mexican cowboy boots. They'll curl up on it. And you might not be able to get it back out.
Might not.
Oh, I'm wrong, though. I want to play poker with Paige.
I got two A's. What
she's
does this
looking
mean?
At me like, yeah, I feel confident, good. But you're not right.
I've got an A and a K. Is this like a gun? Is this good?
Oh, we miss it. It doesn't mean an appendage. Her gun.
No.
Ooh. I'm going to say vagina. Can I switch it to that?
I like
that. I thought about that, but while it would be a fun challenge, I don't think that would be possible.
So, he's like, oh, stuck.
All right, so
maybe
this
a suction kind of gets going where you just have to get the hoses out like old dogs.
This guy showed up at the ER after getting his girlfriend's entire, you ready for the answer?
Okay.
Fist stuck in his mouth.
Oh, God, the jokes he's going to have now.
So they said it happened while filming a video for social media. You got to be careful when you're filming and know what you're doing.
And they still uploaded it.
So it doesn't seem like her tiny hand would get stuck that easily.
Tiny hand.
But some people think it was staged, but the doctor who treated them reportedly said the guy's muscles seized up and his jaw locked, which I guess can happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Locked jaw. You hear about locked jaw, but
I get it sometimes. Just yawning.
I do. I used to, not quite as much, but I would yawn, and it'd feel like it was coming out of joint.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So what happened? How'd they treat him? Well, they gave the guy muscle relaxers. They used a mouth opener, and then they slowly...
Oh, like the Marilyn Manson videos.
Slowly
twisted
the girlfriend's wrist to get her hand out.
God, there's some sadists.
It took about 20 minutes.
Was he or she wearing a black leather chastity belt by chance?
No, I don't believe so. I think they were wearing scrubs at the moment if they were treating
them. I'd be like, you got to put me out. Because that's going to, just to have it open for 20 minutes?
How's he? Well, yeah.
That's got to hurt.
Now, I have TMJ, which it pops. It's very painful sometimes. So I can only imagine what it's like when your jaw just locks down like that. And, oh, poor guy.
You ever get it in the morning? This is probably just a sign of getting old, but when you go to stand up, like, your foot won't flatten out all the way? Like, am I getting arthritis? Yeah.
It's like, does it start to cramp?
I feel like, yeah. Like, I feel like I'm walking around like I got chicken feet. Like, I'm walking on my toes and heels only. The arch is like St. Louis.
I think it means you eat too many vegetables.
Oh, shut up.
Stop eating vegetables.
I told him that I did two vegetable days in a row, and it's been making my poo-poo stink real bad.
What kind of vegetables are you eating? Cabbage?
What'd you say?
Cabbage?
I did have some cabbage. Uh-huh. I had a lot of broccoli. Lot of asparagus.
Yeah, you're using vegetables that will cause gas. There are others that you can use that won't be so gaseous.
Use Brussels sprouts, any?
Makes my dookie look like tapioca.
Oh, that's cool. Holes all in it.
You're thinking of the song.
You're going to have to send off a couple loaves in a box so they can examine it.
Well, back to the story. The couple said that
Last time I share a personal story with y'all.
They were trying to film a funny video to go viral and just wanted to see if her whole hand would fit in his mouth. Turned out it did. Mm. End of story.
God.
I mean, come on. This. What for what? A couple likes? Maybe it goes viral? How do you monetize it?
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, was worth it?
What's the next video going to be?
I know you got to top it.
Yeah.
Well, guess where his fist is going to go?
Uh huh.
Not in her mouth.
I should have went with butterscotch instead of tapioca. That would have been a better joke.
Butterscotch
didn't
loaf.
Hit right.
Probably smells just as good.
When I hear tapioca, I think of going to the restaurants my mom used to like to go to, and it kind of turns my stomach.
Wasn't that a Barry Manilow song?
Tapioca.
At the tappy. Yeah. Tapioca.
Maybe.
Y'all don't text in. We know. It's Copacabana.
Maybe.
It's Copacabana.
Well, you did say, how can we monetize it?
Hey, buddy.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I get back to you?
Can I get back to you?
Do I have time?
Yes. No.
Well, I'll do it now.
Ask him.
No.
You're like teetering, but I'll go ahead and hit this.
I'll do it on the next one. Got some Hollywood news for you.
Damn.
No, this is good. This is Hollywood news that you may like.
Big tease? Okay.
Yeah.
West Hollywood, then.
No. All right, well, on page, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
Hollywood, Florida, maybe?
No.
Like, when you lived in California, was like California, I don't know timeline-wise, was California Girls a big hit then, or is that before you got there?
Way before.
Okay. Don't look so mad.
Well, I mean, not way before. That's kind of like my mom's generation.
Not the one by the Beach Boys. The one by David Lee Roth.
Oh, yeah.
That was when you were there, right?
Yeah.
Was that like, did y'all appreciate that? Or was that like...
Roth.
What is that supposed to mean?
I like David Lee Roth. He's great. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Roth man.
Paige is setting some borders today, walls up.
No, I'm sorry. Van Halen's amazing. One of the best bands I've ever seen. And one of the best guitar players I've ever
Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie was amazing.
Why'd you leave us, Eddie? You had all those years of putting the picks in your mouth.
He had style like no other.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They had wild shirts.
And a cool guitar.
Very.
See, you could have done the whole story after we sit here and jilled around about the...
I apologize.
Sit here jilling off.
I'm messing. Fatboy, what is up in freaking sports?
Rick Pitino just got a chick paid. Thanks to him. Well, I can't say that because nobody knows who she is. We'll tell you what's so special about her.
Did he give her a big tip or something?
No. Well, you know what? He just had to show up. And she just got luckily in... Hang on a second.
What, she requested John Cena and found out he's a bad guy now, so they went with Rick Pitino instead?
No, this is a real weird story, and I can't really tease it for you without giving it away.
That's actually one of the better teases.
She was in the right place at the right time.
Okay, I like that.
Stood behind one of the greatest coaches. It would have been the greatest coach ever if he never left Kentucky. Would have had more championships than Coach K. Might have had more wins.
I thought that would have been John Calipari.
But he had to go to the freaking Celtics. It's like Calipari, he had to jump to the Nets, right?
Yeah.
These guys didn't work in the NBA, but they're college legends.
Okay.
He's getting this bitch paid.
You've made me concerned about what you're going to talk about.
I can't show
or
you.
Or intrigued, I should say.
I can't show you the picture because you might start, you know, going to town.
Like excited or throwing up?
Like both.
See, we could have done the Van Halen story. All right, good morning, everyone.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. Better get your old ass to Bojangles. Did you know, this day in sports history, 30 years ago, 1995.
Oh boy.
Mike Tyson was released from prison after serving 3 years for the rape of Desiree Washington. So,
I was hoping you weren't going to ask her name because I didn't remember it.
Yeah. He says here he still claims it was all made up, but we're talking about a different Mike Tyson now.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Just off the top of the head, was there, did he ever do anything, per se, to Robin Givens? Or did they just divorce because of the other allegations? But I didn't ever hear if she like wrote a book or ever did a tell-all where...
I don't know if he roughed her up or not. I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
I know she was going to like, or she was seeing Brad Pitt at the time. And then when he found out
that, oh my God,
Mike Tyson was in the picture, he's
Jesus
like,
Jesus Christmas.
Probably going to bounce.
Yeah, I'll be over here with my hash.
This is like prime baddest man in the world, Mike Tyson. Era.
Nah.
Well, let's talk about Rick Pitino. He's a legend.
Rick Pa.
And this woman should be, I don't know if she should be thanking him or not, but. She got some unwanted attention here. Rick Pitino's at the NCAA tournament watching his son coach because they, St. John's, his team, was eliminated. And when they flashed the camera to him, do you see the girl behind him? You just see a set of boobs. That's all you see.
Oh, wow. Paige, where were you last night?
They kept showing Rick Pitino because, you know, they're going to flash to him. But every time, you see the girl in the background. So, the internet goes crazy. Who is this? They're trying to figure out who it is. Well,
oh no!
An adult site has offered her $200,000
oh,
to reveal herself, and of course, do a couple sessions.
Well, what a plant! I mean, look where her seats were during that game. Like, that's placement. I mean, that's...
You say that.
Yeah, I know that.
But then there was another lady that was sitting on the press row behind the coaches that everybody was looking at the whole weekend, and nobody could figure out who she was either.
No offense to... I'd say this if there's an equivalent to a man. A woman who just has huge knockers is not going to likely go by seats that close on her own accord by herself. I'm just saying she's either there with her man or her woman that did, but she, you could just, like, that, she's not there for that game. That's the placement, the everything about it is screaming. You know, years we fell for that stuff. We fell for that. I'm not even sure what's up with Hawk-Tua. I don't know if that was all.
You would never convince me that she was smart enough to scheme so many people.
Uh-uh.
Not like she enjoyed her time, you know. She seemed like a genuine, like, you know, nice person. But
right.
You could tell she wasn't hitting on a whole lot of brains as far as, like, you know, a big crypto scheme would go.
Not
any judge or, like, lawyer should see that.
Should see right through that. Absolutely. Absolutely. That right there.
She got all her money, too, to get naked.
Yeah. And so now this company, it's marketing, though. Good for them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to say the name, but it's a company that I didn't think was still a thing anymore.
Give me the initials.
CS.
Oh, wow.
They were up there for a little bit, and then, you know, when OnlyFans came along, they kind of knocked them back down a little bit. But a couple hundred grand.
That's pretty nice. Just to sit there?
No, they were offering her that to do an adult movie.
Oh, okay.
Somebody offers you right now, Paige, 200 grand to just, like, do a session where you're, like, showing them off.
Like, what if you had to get, like, seriously, like, a real movie? Let's say, like, an Aaron Roberts movie. Type is in it.
Yeah.
A real movie, uh-huh. like you've done. And it calls for a non-penetrating sex scene.
Sure, I do nudity.
I didn't even give you a price yet. All right. Deal. Shake on it.
$20.
If the scene was appropriate with the dialogue.
Oh, don't look at it like a thespian.
Well, I am a thespian.
Hey. But 200 grand just to show them?
You get offended by being called a thesbo. Yeah.
That's what they are.
Yeah.
We'll see if she reveals herself and if she's going to take them up on it. I wouldn't be surprised. Though, look, if you believe Mandy Rose, she says she's made way more off OnlyFans than she ever did in WWE.
Yeah, but that's
so this lady can make a lot more than this.
That's short-sighted, though. You know, I mean, you tell me when she's 50, 60 years old, is she going to get a Legends contract with porn where she's going to go sign autographs at WrestleMania and live off of that like a lot of, like, Hacksaw is and all these guys?
You know what draws the line with that with me is being considered a sex worker, and that just has a negative connotation to it. Even if you're not really having sex and you're just naked, it's still the same thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
No way. No. So you're saying Julia Roberts was a real sex worker playing
and Pretty Woman. Oh, no, not that. I'm just saying.
That, like, was Stolen Valor, though. Yeah.
But I mean,
there are real whores out there that could have used the money.
When you're doing, like, you know, adult film.
Yeah.
It's still in that kind of.
Yeah. And that same thing applies. Like, these women who go out and do these cons that are porn stars, like, trust me, Ginger Lynn, Platinum Plus, the year was 2002, up there doing her strutting around and stuff on the main stage, and she started auctioning off her underwear, and it went for a one bid of $40, I think, and it was so embarrassing. And I'm like, there's not a good after.
Must have been a bad economy.
No, it wasn't. No. It was a.
You get it while it's
60-year-old woman up there selling her drawers. I mean, like, it's not promising for a life after that. It's just not. And then you start doing augmentations to try to keep it going, and, like,
Mandy Rose said one person spent 55 grand on her OnlyFans site, and she's made well over $1 million already. But you're right, though. I mean, how long does it last?
Yeah. I mean, she's lucky.
How did Vince pay her?
It's a stiff competition.
It is.
I didn't say it was McMahon. It could have been Russo, although I don't think he has that much.
Could have been any of them. Yeah, we out of here, man. But that was interesting just to automatically throw it out there, 200 grand. It must be nice to be a woman with nice hooters and a good face and a good body. Like, what if I'm walking around with a bulge and somebody can offer me $200,000 to shake it in front of a.
There's a genre that people would like.
What's that genre called?
I'd take $20 to hide it. Like, hey, I'll give you.
I don't look at porn, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What genre of porn would you be in, Fat Boy? You think like she's trying to apply this, but
I don't know.
I mean, because like, if you ask Fat Boy, because he'd say
fat shame, maybe.
No.
Yeah, there's like a genre of
everything.
Yeah, like
fat shaming.
Yeah, like, you know, she's, you know, yelling at me for being fat, but I'm still hooking up with her.
Oh. Well, that's just Dom stuff, though, right?
Yeah, but there's all kind of fat categories.
Yeah, oh, but wow. But people like chubby people.
Is there like chubbies. A waterboarding sex cult?
I don't know if they use water, ooh, but it's got to be, ooh, right?
God, I found it. Man. Chubbies with chubbies. There you go.
That's what it is, chubbies with chubbies.
If that's not been done yet, like, the world's been missing out.
Hottest chubby? Yeah, that's a category. I guess it could be a hot chub. That's cool. Throw me a couple hundred grand.
Oh. Dude, you could use the Chicago Cubs logo. Just be called Chubbs.
Chubbs.
You have a fat little bear. All right, don't do that. I've already done that.
God, these are like big women, but they're good-looking big women.
Yeah, but not big dudes. Like, even the big, I mean, look, fat is just a word. But the heavy-set women, like, of the Spencer's greeting cards and posters of the 80s and 90s, like, they were huge, big, fat women with big butts and everything. I mean, like 500 pounds. And they were still making money off doing these crude postcards and posters and stuff. But where'd the fat guy ever get money?
They
until
should.
He went into country music.
This girl looks like four Selena Gomez's. Like, she's, oh, quit. Don't want to check my ID. I just want to click it and see what she looks like.
More like Gomez Adams. I'm going to take a break here.
Fat Boy, I'm sorry.
That was more about sports and less about sports and more about fat women. And fat men, fat people. Fat people.
Chubbies.
Chubbs. All right.
Those Chubbs.
Thank you.
Happy Gilmore, Chubbs.
Yeah, I know. Rest in peace, Chubbs. And Apollo. All right, we're going to take a break. Not the same person. We're going to take a break.
What did you say?
Oh, my God.
Did I ever tell you this time my mom thought that was Billy Dee Williams that was in Happy Gilmore?
Wrong one.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You ready to catch a cow?
Yeah. Man, where is that? Houston, Texas. Right? That probably happens all the time. A cow's out live on the freeway.
That sucker's hauling ass, too.
Good Lord. Literally. All right. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.